I'm ready.
Okay.
Thanks for coming in the morning.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Wida Hargens, and she is Executive Director for the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce, Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. And there's so many things going on in November and December. So good morning to you, Wida, to tell us about some of those things.
Good morning, LaVon. Yeah, November and December jam-packed in Atlantic. We're really excited about this Thursday, November 19th, where we kick off the holiday season with grand lighting and the first annual snowflake drop.
You know, I know the stores have been going, it's not been winter weather, people haven't been in shopping for things. So maybe this kickoff will get people more in the mood. And you're doing something really special to kick it off this Thursday.
Yeah, we are. We are doing our first annual snowflake drop, and this event is really meant to drive traffic to those stores that you're talking about. And I would agree, there hasn't been snow flying, so people don't think it's Christmas yet. The stores would beg to differ, I think. So this year we're doing a snowflake drop, and what the snowflake drop is snowflakes falling from the sky at grand lighting, and on those snowflakes there's savings, incentives, cash, somewhere around $4,000 is what we've estimated. It's a lot of good stuff going on. Most of those snowflakes will drive traffic to the stores on Small Business Saturday, November 28th, but a lot of those savings are just for throughout all of Christmas shopping.
So people, if they get a snowflake, they will want to be sure to check where it's coming from and the date on it. But now, how high in the sky? I mean, how did you work this out with God to drop snowflakes?
We actually have a really nice sponsor. McDermott & Son is going to have his lift there, and he has been engineering and re-engineering how these snowflakes will fall. He will lift up the snowflakes in a kind of like a Santa sack, and then they will cascade down, and once all the snowflakes have hit the ground, we will allow everyone at the event to scurry out and pick up those snowflakes, kind of like an Easter egg hunt, snowflake hunt.
So we're not catching them as they come falling out. We got to wait until they get on the ground. And where is this taking place?
This will take place during grand lighting, and it'll be between the intersection of where Wells Fargo, Otto Lawrence, and Wiederstein and Smithland Service, so downtown Atlantic, just catty corner from the city park.
Okay, right close to city park. And we'll just mention the snowflake drop again, but what else is going on in the city park on the 19th?
Well, on the 19th, as I said, it's a kickoff to the holidays, so we have the grand lighting. It's Santa's first visit to Atlantic, and he will use his holiday magic to turn on the lights down Main Street. I really want to take this opportunity really quickly to thank the street department that works so hard every year to get all those up. We really, really appreciate it. That being said, so Santa will use his holiday magic and turn the lights on, and then he will be at his cabin, and his reindeer will be here as well on the 19th in City Park near the cabin. We also have the downtown recipe walk. It starts a little bit earlier this year. It's from 4 to 7. We changed the time to earlier so people could come and enjoy those recipes and shopping and then come and take advantage of the snowflake drop.
Okay. So what time is grand lighting?
The activities start around 5:30. We'll do some announcements. We'll have hot cocoa for everyone. The actual grand lighting will start between 5:45, 6-ish. It's hard to, there's still a lot of variables there. So right. I would try to make sure you're there by 5:45.
Okay. And the snowflake drop is at what time?
It'll be right after Santa turns his magic on. So again, I would try to be there by 5:45. Like I said, there's a lot of factors involved. So.
But people don't want to miss this, so you know, come early. You mentioned the recipe walk at starting at 4, but you want to be, I think, in the park area by 5:30 at least. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little more about the recipe walk.
The recipe walk is a traditional recipe walk that we've had in Atlantic for a long time. We have 8 businesses participating this year, and those businesses will have recipes made for you, and they will also have recipe cards that the Chamber is providing for you to collect. So if you try something you love, ask for a recipe card, and you can take it home and make it for your family. This is a good opportunity for businesses to invite people into their doors, feed them something tasty and delicious, and while you're shopping.
And are these all along Chestnut Street?
Most are along Chestnut Street. We have 8 participating businesses. We have Atlantic News Telegraph, Aunt B's, the Democratic Party, Bonson's 5 and 10, Brown Shoe Fit, Howard's Closing, the Nest Egg, and the Tinderbox. So they're mostly on Chestnut Street.
But we got to make a little jog over there to the Atlantic News Telegraph. Absolutely. And it is fun. I've participated in the past. You know, it's the tasting is fun. But, you know, usually there's somebody else there and you're kind of comparing notes. Well, do you like this? What do you think is in here? Look at the red. You know, it's a little conversation with whoever's tasting at the same time. So that's kind of fun, I think.
Yes, it's really fun. And this year, well, you can pick up the map at the Chamber on November 18th. We'll also have them available at the Chamber booth at Grand Lighting in the Snowflake Drop. And this year, we will also have the recipes on our website. So if you pick one up and you drop it, or you forget to pick one up, you can always get those recipes again.
Okay, but tasting is on Thursday the 19th, along with these other activities. Well, let's just take a kind of quick look at other things coming up, because that is the major item in November, I believe, on the 19th.
Yes, the Grand Lighting the Snowflake Drop is our event to kick everything off. And then the next big thing is Shop Small Business Saturday on November 28th. And then we kind of take a break until December. The first Santa's Cabin is on December 3rd. And then we have Santa's Cabin almost every Thursday throughout the rest of December, as well as we have some events. Santa's Cabin on Saturday, the Lighted Parade and Fireworks is on December 5th. I encourage any business or any community organization that wants to have an entry in the parade. It's really fun. It's a lot of fun putting that float together and then just being rewarded going down Main Street when you hear all those oohs and ahs of the Lighted Parade.
Yeah, that it's really fun. Doesn't last a real long time, but it's just almost, I'm sorry, even more than the Grand Lighting. I think the Christmas Parade, just the Lighted Parade, just really, you know, puts everybody in the mood, and it helps if there's just a little bit of snow falling. Not gobs, but just a little bit. Let's order just a little bit.
I'll see if the chamber weather can make that happen.
Let's mention also that December 5th, as you say, is the Lighted Parade, but then December 6th, something else is happening.
December 6th is our annual holiday concert. I'm very pleased to have BJ Hart with Great Western Bank helping us this year. Kind of organize that. He's got some great performers lined up, a lot of younger performers. It's a little bit more interactive than it used to be. It's a great holiday concert. I'd really encourage you guys, anyone, to come. It's a free concert. And also this year at the concert, every year we introduce our Christmas Angel, and we will be accepting nominations till December 1st. But also this year, we're going to take the opportunity at the holiday concert to honor our Scrooge contestant winner. The Scrooge contest is going right now. They're collecting donations for the food pantry, so we will also highlight that winner at the holiday concert this year.
Now, Scrooge, though, will still lead the Lighted Parade on the 5th?
They will also be the Grand Marshal of the Lighted Parade and lead the parade, but we wanted to take another opportunity to recognize them because they do so much work, and they're really promoting to get to fill our food pantry for the holidays.
Let's talk a little more about the Angels of Christmas. Who can nominate? How do they nominate? How does that happen?
The Angels of Christmas is sponsored by the Cass County Health Systems, and this is really to recognize an individual who symbolizes the true meaning of the season throughout the whole year, not just for the holidays. So anyone's able to nominate, and it can be countywide. You can pick up a nomination form at the chamber, or you can just write 3 to 5 sentences and send it over to us. You can either email us at chamber@atlanticiowa.com or bring it down to the chamber, and then a committee kind of reviews those and determines the Angel of Christmas for this year.
Okay, so you don't have to put together a 10-page folder. This is a pretty simple kind of thing to do.
Pretty simple, yes. 3 to 5 sentences is probably good.
But be sure, if you think of somebody who just does so many good things for individuals, for the community, you know, they really are an angel in our community, be sure you nominate, because that's an opportunity to recognize a person. And they'll probably go, oh, no, I just do those things. Isn't that kind of the response you get?
That's usually what an angel says, is, no, I just do them. Steve Livengood was our recipient last year, and I think he was really surprised, but he was like, no, I just do this. I just do it because I like it.
Right, exactly, and I think that's true with most angels. Okay, let's go back. Be sure to, by the way, you have the brochures around in various stores and so on that have the calendar with all these events, but let's just for a last thing, remind people about the Snowflake Drop.
The Snowflake Drop will be this Thursday, November 19th, at the right in front of Wells Fargo across from the city park. There's going to be so many great savings and incentives. I mean, there's everything from a pair of socks to a free recliner from Bryman's, free massages, coats, pictures from designer portraits, toys. There really is something for everyone. So I really encourage you to come out and grab up some of those snowflakes.
Okay. Fun thing to do, and it's kind of fun to try something new. Well, thank you very much, Weta Hargens, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought. Success seems to be connected with action. Successful people keep moving. They make mistakes, but they don't quit.
That's a good one.